Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening, and joining us on the line now is the head football coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowboys, Caleb Vogel, joins us on the line. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So as we take a look at your squad coming into 2025, definitely a team that brings back a ton of its production on both sides of the football coming into this year. Starting off with the offense, you bring back your starting quarterback, your top two running backs, your top receiver, and a number of other receivers as well from last year's team. So that is definitely something that is going to be nice to build off of, but also got to replace quite a few people up front on the offensive line as well. And just through summer workouts and now getting into camp and eventually practice next week, just what have you seen from those guys coming back that are, you know, some people that are starters and those that are getting ready to step up into those starting roles, particularly on the offensive line?
After last year, the way things ended, you know, guys were hungry to get back into the swing of things. They have worked their butts off, you know, all summer long, lifting 4 days a week. You know, speed and agility are installs. That's a huge thing. You know, we always talk about, what are you going to do, with the next guy up? And, we lost, you know, some guys up front. One in particular, Bryce Lindemann, is going to be a huge guy that we're going to replace. And I'm not going to lie, you know, we're going to be young, at the offensive line. But these guys have one of the best, I think, offensive line coaches that we have on staff. And, he's going to get those young guys ready to go. But just the production, you know, in the off season, coming in for weights and doing the right thing, is just making him into huge strides. You know, he saw that down at Central Camp. We obviously made mistakes, and that's fine. It's camp, but the strides that those young guys made up front are big, because they're going to have to block their butts off for the people that we have in the backfield this year.
And looking on the defensive side of the football, again, same story. A lot of production coming back, like guys we talked about on the offensive side. Huxley Linkenfelter, J.D. Morikall. You get a Colton Hefty back, a Salvin Gonzalez back, Mason Warkey, Charlie Campbell, so on and so forth. But you also have to replace a lot of that production on the defensive line, like you talked about, Bryce Lindemann, Colt Rothman, Cesar Rosales, are just a few guys to name up front. And just when you look at how the defense has come along, you know, is it a similar story like we painted with the offense, or are things falling into place a little more clear for the defense right now?
I think it's the same thing. You know, there's no position that's set in stone. Yeah, we got those studs that we have coming back who were a huge part of our offense and defense last year, and having just that experience with them, back, whether it's on the offensive or defensive side, is just going to be huge all around. And those guys are going to have to step up, be two-way players, even on special teams, and I think they're ready for the task. But again, yeah, replacing some of those guys, we have the dudes to do it, and we're just going to get after it on whether it's offensive, defense, or special teams. So excited about that.
And a big thing for your program this year is you guys are dropping down a class, going from Class 2A to Class 1A. First time since you've been the head coach that you guys have moved classes. And has there been any talk about, you know, the move? Obviously, you guys are still going to be playing some of the top competition in the class, similar to what you were doing in Class 2A the last few years, now that you're in Class 1A. Just how has that transition gone, at least for the staff and communicating it to the players? And how has just that process of it all worked, knowing that you're going back down to Class 1A?
I really don't think it makes a huge difference. We have a Grundy Center who is defending state champions and had huge success, you know, over the last, I don't know how many years, decades. And then, you know, you add West Lyon and Tri-Center, who is now are in 1A. So, you know, we got three defending state champions in 1A. And, it's clear and evident. Everybody can see that. You know, we just have to continue to keep doing our stuff, whether we're in 2A or 1A, and just play Cowboy football week in and week out, and just get better and just get after it, and kind of make a stand of who we really are, whether it's 1A or 2A. And I think as a staff and as a team, we like being down in 1A. We don't have to travel as far, but we know it's still going to be a tough competition, tough schedule every single day.
And looking ahead to fall, you know, the fall camp, fall practice, you know, what's maybe one or two things that you and the staff are really looking forward to about getting into fall camp and fall practice before you guys start the regular season against Belmont Clemmy on the 29th?
Just getting these guys back out here, you know, after the family week. You know, we just want to come back out here as a team, you know, just continuing to compete every single day. We have a great group of kids, who, like I said, who are working hard on and off the field, who want to play the game of football, who love playing the game of football, and who are just ready to get after it. And I think that's just, we're just super excited about that. We showed a little bit of spark of what it's going to be like down at camp, and we just got to continue to carry that into camp this week and then practice as we go into next week. So just the competitive edge that these kids bring, and just the attitudes and wanting to be here is something that we look forward to.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and talk to you again here before the start of the regular season coming up on August 29th.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yep, that was Caleb Vogel, the head football coach of the Clarion Goldfield Now's Cowboys, here on our Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We talk with Eagle Grove coach Logan Willard after the break on 95.7 FM.